Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. I'm going to be your host this evening, or should I say this morning, because we're broadcasting really, really early, to Praise Tuesday. That's right, we're going to give up some praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The background sounds that you hear is from Boney James, and we just kind of mix in some easy music to help us down the road to saying hallelujah, thank you Jesus, and we want to set it up just right for you. KingScottRadioTV.com. This is Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and we're on Praise Tuesday for you. Let's get to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been doing a series on the fruits of the Spirit. So just to kind of catch you up, the fruits of the Spirit consist of 9 attributes that we as Christian brothers and sisters are supposed to carry with us. Now, nobody gets it all right. You can be good in this area and not so great in another area. But the fact that you are aware of what the fruits of the Spirit are, that's what makes you lethal. And when I say lethal, I mean it makes you a soldier in the army of the Lord. So we're going to be praising God for the things and the talents that He's given us. Each one of us has a different talent. We don't all have to have the same talent. We don't have to hate on those who don't have talent or not the same talents. What we can do is use what God has given us to the best of our abilities, and the chips will fall where they may. I enjoy listening to different pastors, different reverends, different ministers preach the word of God because it motivates me. We all get our motivation from different places, different sources. And when I'm listening to people like Tony Evans and some of the other preachers that are out there, I believe there's one, Reverend Tony, Terry Anderson. I mean, their preaching is just absolutely wonderful. Their oratorical abilities are so great that I learn from them. And we all can learn from one another. There doesn't have to be a big U or a little I. We can all work on the same team, just in different capacities. So when we're talking about praising God, we're talking about praising Him for the things that He can do for us, through us. And all we have to do is show up and let Him lead the way. It is very difficult to deny yourself. It is very difficult for you to say in your mind, how can I put me down and let His light shine through me? Because men and women, children, we have egos, we have pride, and there is no place in the body and structure of God to have these attributes. Those are not the fruits of the Spirit. What we have to do is focus on the things that is our strong suits, whether it's preaching, teaching, working with children, so many different things, so many different ways of having gifts and talents. But if we can turn that focus onto Jesus and let Him work through us, it becomes an awesome responsibility to carry that cross on your shoulders. And you hold that cross up high, because very few of us would have stayed on that cross when they had the ability to get off of it. Jesus Christ could have come down off of the cross very, very easily and called down a legion of angels to destroy the very people that was piercing Him in the side, that was putting wreaths on His head made of thorns, that was giving Him lemon and vinegar as a way of keeping his mouth wet and dry. All in the same motion. He could have done that. But he stayed there for you, and he stayed there for me. So he bared our sins. So the least that we can do, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, the saints of this world that are here, the least we can do is praise him and identify what he did, how he did it, and learn from it and go forward with the praise. And that's what we're going to do today. You see, people come to church or any kind of Christian establishment for different reasons. Some of us are broken. Some of us are bruised. Some of us are just hurt, broke, busted, and disgusted. But through Christ Jesus, through that praising, we can overcome anything because he promised that he will never leave or forsake you. Even for the people that you don't care for, the people who get on your reserve nerve, as opposed to talking about them, put them on your prayer list and let Jesus handle it. But that's very difficult because we work within the confines of this flesh. And the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. What we have to learn to do is to practice kingdom building. And through that, we're able to move forward in the philosophies of Jesus Christ. You see, he died for a reason. And to come back alive, to show us the way, is a very noble thing to do. So as we lift him up, as we talk about his attributes and how he loved us first by giving his life, because he said, you don't take my life, I give it freely to you. And then he rose again. So we're going to continue to praise and honor. And let me tell you something. Some people are not going to like this. Some people are going to say, we don't need to do all of that. Well, maybe not you, but for me in here, I have to. I have to acknowledge that I've been down. I've been busted. I've been a liar, a thief, and some other things. And I can admit that to you now because I've also been delivered. And you too have been delivered. So when I lift my hands up and I say hallelujah, I'm talking about getting through some very difficult times in my life. And I don't care what others may say. They can say what they want to say. What I do know is that they don't have a heaven or hell for me to go to. Only through Christ Jesus, only through that mechanism that I can survive in this harsh, harsh world. Am I reaching somebody this morning? Because, you know, we go to church and we get caught up into the entertainment. And it's not about that. It's nothing to be entertained by seeing someone nailed to a cross. What's entertainment about that? The very people who put them up there. Well, I mean, how would that bring a smile to your face to see somebody's hands nailed to the cross with 9-inch nails? Your feet, your bones being broken, your side being pierced. I mean, who would want to go through that? I know I wouldn't, and I'm keeping it real with you. I would not want to go through that. So the praise is legitimate. It's authentic. It's the real deal. Because I know that if it was up to me, I would have called those legions of soldiers down to get all of the people that put themselves up for such tragic things. Who would treat someone like that? And then you have to look at yourself. How do you treat your brothers and sisters? How do you act towards them when you don't like something that they do? Would you go behind their back and talk about them? Would you condemn them to your other friends or the other ones that's joined you, just like the mob joined in and putting Jesus up on that cross? Do you do that? Well, here's your opportunity to get it right. Here's your opportunity to do the right thing. through Christ Jesus. And if you can do that, if you can humble yourself, take the pride out of it, take the responsibility of you being all that and a bag of chips out of it, and praise God. And you can do that by treating your brothers and your sisters right. I mean, this can come from anybody in your family. It could be your family member. It could be a close friend. It could be your cousin, your ace coon boom. Satan can go and get anyone. But you stay consistent on what you do because you're only responsible for yourself. Yes, we have some issues going on within the church. Yes, we have some issues going on amongst one another. But when you get into that Bible, when you look at those nine attributes, the fruits of the Spirit, you can overcome all of this. I know what I'm talking about. All you have to do is check. Check for yourself. Don't believe a word that this pastor is saying. Go and see it in the Bible yourself. That's right. You can go to Galatians. Read that entire book, and it'll tell you about the nine attributes of the fruits of the Spirit and how you're supposed to act towards one another. And then you too will join in that praise, no matter what people may say. Don't run around with the clique in the church, the group of people who put people out of the church. They see themselves unfolding amongst other people. And when I say unfolding, they talk about it. They ridicule. They do all these things. That's not praising God. That's not the fruits of the Spirit. They don't kick you out. They include you in. And that's what church is supposed to be about. I know I'm reaching some saints out here. I know I have a couple of Bible readers that knows that if you go to Galatians and you read what that book has to say, that you too can change. You too can praise God. That's what this is about. This is Praise Tuesday. And we're lifting up His holy name. It's time to praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on with it. Lift those hands up. Let your teeth shine. It's going to be all right. I know it's hard sometimes, but you can do it. Just stick to it. Be the Christian that you can be. Praise Him. Come on, Kurt. Do you feel that? Roll with it. It's going to be all right. Have some faith. Stay in the race. Praise Him. I know it's hard sometimes. Tuesday. This is not a show. This is praising God as we go. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching this holiday season, and everybody's not going to be happy, because some of us are going to be alone. Some of us have been abandoned by our very own family. Some of us have been kicked to the curb, and we have to help one another. I know the feeling. I've been there, done that, and I have the t-shirt and the tattoo. I need to tell you, grab a soul, get somebody at your table, and say, come on, have dinner with me. Have that Thanksgiving dinner with me. We're going to treat you like a king. We need more of that. All of this hatred and backstabbing and things like that going on. That's not what our Bible tells us to do. The fruits of the Spirit is joy, peace, love, kindness. You can do that. You can make that difference. I mean, that's what this is about. See, at the end of the day, you want to have some place to go for your soul, for your eternal hope. We all are going to end up somewhere, and here is where we start. So we need to lift our hands up. We need to be that special person to someone else. You show that leap of faith. You invite somebody to your place, or let them invite you to their place. Some kind of way you can get some joy out of this situation. And if you get the joy, God is going to get the praise. Are you with me? Do I have at least three Bible study people who know what I'm talking about? Who can feel the sensitivity involved in praising God? It's up to us. It's not up to somebody else. It's up to you. You can make that difference. That's why we have Praise Tuesday. See, I've been there. I've been in the hospitals when people are not in their right minds anymore, where nobody comes and visits. You know, I've been there. I've been abandoned in the hospital before by people who say they love you. I know what that feels like. So I have empathy for that. Oh, these people call themselves Christians? Let's don't fake the funk. That's right. We do have those Christians who are fake and phony. You have ministries that the only thing they think about is passing that plate around to collect some money. It's not about that. God said that there will be meat in my house. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. It's about what you do for one another, not how you self-service yourself. That's selfishness. You got to have the best car. You got to have the biggest house. No, you can't take none of that with you. It's not allowed, even if you wanted to. You know, I have an extensive wardrobe. I really do. And I'm telling you this for a reason. I have some nice clothes. But guess what? I have a suit that I will be buried in, and that will not make it into heaven. My spirit will, not the clothes. I know a couple of funeral directors, and they tell you, people think that bracelet makes it into the ground. No. That bracelet don't make it to the ground. That diamond ring, that don't make it into the ground. They take those items off of you, and they go pawn them. They go to the pawn shop and get money for them because you can't take it with you. I know this one lady, her deceased husband has a whole bunch of nice, wonderful clothes. They're all in the garage, drawing dust. You know? So you don't get to take it with you. You came in with nothing, and you will leave with nothing. What you can do is, while you are living on this earth, is praise our Lord and Savior. That's what you can do. And that will carry you a long way. Oh, I know I have a couple of sisters listening to me right now. A couple of brothers that hear what I'm saying. That Praise Tuesday is necessary only because after you've been to church on Sunday and you've gone through one day, you need some more praise. You need to refill up, because it's hard out here in this world. You got young people. All of a sudden, there's a war on senior citizens. There's a war on trafficking. Where they're making people slaves right here in 2024. That's why that guy is in so much trouble. So much trouble. His money can't help him. I don't know whether he's guilty or not. Based on what I hear, I haven't seen anything. I don't know. But God knows. And you can't fool him. I don't care what you do. You cannot fool God. For these young thugs that want to beat up on senior citizens, it's all over the news. I'm telling you the truth. Here you are beating up on a person in a walker, a female. You're taking their purse. You're hitting older people in the eye and busting their eye to take $12 from them. And you think you're going to get away with that? Oh, no. You will stand before Jesus, and you will be held accountable for your actions. That's not to say you can't be forgiven, but it just don't get swept under the rug. No, it doesn't happen that way. And for the things that we all do, because we all fall short, we can collectively praise together. That's what Praise Tuesday is about. We can do that. You can change your wicked ways, just like I can change mine. That's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. You get these pastors sitting up in there, behind the pulpit trying to tell somebody else how to live, and all of a sudden some dirt comes out. They're partying with the wrong kind of people. That's not the fruits of the Spirit. Oh no. You can fake all you want. Like I said, don't fake the funk. It's going to stink. So that's why we have to lift his name up. Too much has occurred. We got to get our acts together. Church is not about who can holler the best and who can do cartwheels in the pulpit. All that stuff is superficial. I'm talking about living for Jesus, having those fruits of the Spirit. And it all goes back to that. Yeah, I get excited, ladies and gentlemen. I get loud. I get boisterous. Because we got it twisted. Something's wrong here. What have we turned ourselves into? I've met a couple of pastors. They're just as nasty as they want to be. Some of them are gay. I don't have nothing against gay people. I know what the Bible has against it because I've read it. You go to Romans and read it for yourself. Don't believe me. And see what you get. That's what Sodom and Gomorrah is about. You got to know that word for yourself. You don't go to church to get entertained. You don't gather with people to be entertained. Yes, motivation is one thing, but you going to church for the wrong reasons. We go to church to praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what this is about. All that other stuff is going to wilter away. That's why we have Praise Tuesday. We need to get it out. Oh, I'm going to get a few phone calls. You condemning people. You doing this and you doing that. I'm telling you the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm not a perfect human being. No, nor is anyone else. But there's a responsibility that we all have. Yes, forgiveness is a part of the equation. But you can't keep doing the same thing. How many people are you going to throw out to church because they don't agree with what you're doing? How many people are you going to do that to? Each one that you do that to, you're ruining a soul. You got people interfering with people's marriages and all this kind of stuff. You think God is going to let that go? You're fooling yourself because you can't fool him. He knows. He has that spiritual videotape that I always talk about. And it's perfect lighting. It's you. Just like in my spiritual videotape, it's me. I can't get around it. But I'm going to do my part here. I'm going to praise him. I have a platform that I can praise God. I don't care if it's just one person hearing it. I know I've done it. We have more than one person, but I'm telling you, this is about praising God and having those fruits of the Spirit, because that leads the way. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. You have these fake boards, and all they want to do is get your money. They don't have money in heaven. You can't take that with you either. You try to take $20 up there and see what happens to it. It'll never make it there. It will never make it there. It's okay to have nice things and want nice things and all that, but you can't take it with you. What you can take is the fruits of the Spirit, how we treat one another. Oh, Lord, I'm on fire today because I study to show myself approved. You got some young ministers that won't even go to school and learn the foundation. In today's time, in 2014, you have the right to educate yourself about the Word of God. Yes, you have that right, and you should do it, because you cannot lead someone else into hell. You know what you're doing. Stop faking. These job time ministries, all they're about is pay your tithes and offerings. The Bible is going to take care of that. God says it in His Word. You ain't got to press people. It's not about the money. Money helps. It's a necessary tool. Jesus made it without. He said, go down to the river and get this fish. And there's a coin in the mouth to pay your taxes. He did that. So He knows what you need. But some of this has gotten to be ridiculous. Why would I buy you a Learjet? A brand new Rolls Royce? I'm not hating on you. I'm just telling you, you can't take it with you. So stop faking. Be about Christ's life. Having those fruits of the Spirit. Praising God. Sharing your testimony. Because you have one. You think you can do your dirt? You got some people sitting up in church watching pornography and it gets swept under the rug. No. It doesn't happen that way. God knows. So you continue to praise Him and ask Him for forgiveness. Saints, my beloved, that's what our responsibilities are. We're supposed to love one another. That's the first fruits of the Spirit. Love. Love ye as I have loved you. That's the example that He set. Why aren't we doing it? Tell me. I mean, don't lie to me. Tell me. You got these gold-digging women and these gold-digging men. You want to point out somebody else's sin, but not pointing out your own. And if you do it, you do it very quietly. Well, you know, I did something wrong. You get to whispering. But when you're talking about somebody else, you loud and proud. I know I'm telling you the truth. I know I am. Because I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt and the tattoo. I know. I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's wrong. If we're supposed to love one another, why aren't we doing it? Why are we being so selfish with one another? You don't think that's going to count? You want this big edifice. You want thousands of people following you. But you got to follow Christ. This is not a game. This is reality. There is such a thing called eternity. And you're going to be in it. Up to your neck. I know I'm talking to somebody. I know somebody. Well, I don't want to listen to what he has to say. Okay, don't. But just know that the truth is going to set you free. Yes, it is. So that's why we praise Him. We need a refill after getting through just Monday. We need a refill. We have to stay prayed up. We want to spend this time talking about people. No, that's not the way to go. You want to talk about them? Talk about them on your prayer list as you're praying for them. That's the attitude. That's the fruits of the Spirit. Because I know if I was hanging up on that cross, oh my Lord, to be in that excruciating pain. When they went to try Jesus, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on now. Read your Bible. It's all there. Don't trust what I'm saying. Read it for yourself. Know it for yourself. You got to follow these pastors and these ministers. You got to follow them with the Word. And verify what they're saying. Because they will lead you straight to hell. And there's no open door to get out. You're in eternity at that point. That's just the way it is. I have great admiration for people with oratorical ability that can rouse up people as long as they're telling the truth about the Word of God. You know, I was watching this excerpt of Tony Evans. He left the leadership of his church that he had a lot to do with. I mean, he's an author. He has a radio show. He has all these attributes. But he committed some kind of sin. It's not identified. But he said, I am going to hold myself accountable. You know? And I can respect that kind of Christian. I want to be like that. I want to be held accountable. Yes, I've lied. Yes, I've stolen. Yes, I've done some ungodly things. But I can stand before Jesus and say, Lord, please forgive me. And pray that he does. And then move forward. That's what this is about. And he did that. He's an example of that. He articulates the word very well. I can lift that brother up because I've heard what he says. And the fact that he's holding himself accountable for his words, I can respect that kind of leader. Not these kind of leaders that get up in the pulpit and get to stooping up and down and twisting around and tell you how much they love Jesus. And then the next thing you know, they throwing somebody out the church. Yeah, that's what we got. That's what we got. They don't even dress up anymore. Oh God, they in the pulpit with torn up jeans and tennis shoes. They don't even honor. I know that you can come as you are. I get that. I get that. But that's not the point. And we can do better. I can do better. That's why we created Praise Tuesday. For you. For me. I'm preaching to myself sometimes. Because I'm held accountable for what I do. And I take that responsibility very seriously. I love children. I love teaching them. I love working with them. I love taking photographs of them when they go to their events. That's what I do. I have thousands of pictures of children in their cheerleading outfits and their competitions. I enjoy that. Always have. I enjoy baking a cake with them. Things like that. Because someone did that for me. Yes. I mean, I'm a little older. Back then we had the Easy Bake Oven. So to sit down with some kids and crack some eggs and mix it in a bowl and bake those cookies or a cake and help them decorate it. That's what we supposed to be doing as leaders in the church. Not taking children and using them against the very people who they've shown love to. That's wrong. It's wrong. And you have Christian people in the church, leading the church, that think like that. And then they come up with these lame duck excuses. Oh, I don't know who you are. Do we know who you are? Huh? Really? We all fall short. None of us live a perfect life. It's sad what the church has turned into, but we can turn this around together. That's right, together. You worried about a legacy. You worried about this, that, and the other. And you not fit to be in the pulpit because you thinking the wrong way. And you know you thinking the wrong way. Now, we're going to play another song. We're going to be wrapping this up. This coming Sunday, we're going to be preaching on If I'm Here, because God can call me at any given time and say, it's time to go home. Your work here is done. But we're going to continue to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. We just covered one last week. It's right there on my website, Facebook. You look up Pastor Kevin T. Scott. It's Kevin.Scott. You look that up. You'll see it on there. I'm not broke, busted, and disgusted. I'm a survivor, just like everybody else. I fall short, too. Just like Tony Evans and other pastors who have made mistakes. God can forgive us. But when you can continuously do the same thing, you're wrong. And until you get yourself together, get your act together for Christ Jesus, you think you will get away? No, you're not. We know you have lied, stolen, cheated, committed adultery, watched pornography. We know that. Yeah, it all matters. We all have that closet that we in. Woo! Lord have mercy. This is not about putting you down. This is about lifting you up. We need better unity in our communities. Stop faking. This is not a game. This is eternal life we're talking about. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired.
Yes.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray.
Somebody feel me.
But where are you? I'm all turned down. Hurt and abused. I can't pray. No strength to fight.
Hallelujah.
No tears to cry.
Praise Him.
Even if I try.
Woo!
But still my soul refuses to die.
I'm not finished yet.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces.
Help me, Lord.
It's my offering. Lay me at the throne.
Oh, Jesus. Don't hate. Cooperate. To the King. My. I want to go.
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Help me, Lord. It don't matter no more. I'm going to serve you. Jesus, I just can't take it no more. I'm tired of seeing the churches in destruction. I'm tired of the self-serving. I'm going to do what I can. I don't care whether you like me or not. It don't matter no more. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to use the fruits of the Spirit. I'm excited. I'm motivated. My Lord. If you're going to stand behind the altar and preach to God's people, you got to live right too. These people who want to beat up on senior citizens, who want to hurt the children, who dealing with this sex trafficking. No, we need to do something about it. It's you. It's me. It's us. It's we. Take me to the King. As long as I have breath, I'm going to serve him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I get caught up. I get caught up because I know people are listening in the background. I got some people who spy on this church ministry at my Father's table. And they want to see what I'm doing. Tune in. It's there for you. Examine when you see me. You can look at me. I hope you see the smile on my face. I've been through some things and still got some things to go through. But it don't matter no more. If you have to be alone with him, because he, Jesus, will never leave or forsake you. People are funny. They just are. One thing you can count on with them is that they'll change. They'll change on you. One minute they love you, and the next minute they're stomping you in the ground. Yes, us brothers and sisters, my beloved, people do these kind of things. It's happening every day. But you can make a difference. I can make a difference. I get excited. I'm motivated. I want to be of service. I had one lady. She said, Pastor Scott, you came in like you was entitled. Entitled to what? To be a slave? To be a servant? That's what I'm entitled to. Jesus took and washed people's feet. I will do the same thing. I know people who have done it. I've had my feet washed in the blood of Jesus. You know, people get, they let you set them up. You get these little naysayers in the background. It's happening in our church, ladies and gentlemen. And when people come up to you with these schemes and scams, and we're going to, you know, he's not one of us, and all those kind of things. That's not God. That's Satan talking. Because only he would say things like that. I know what I'm talking about. Because I've seen enough of it. I've seen enough of it. We all fall short. They'll get somebody else to do their dirty work. These are church folk. People who call themselves Christians. But you'll see them hollering and telling you how much they love Jesus. And then they'll turn around and tear another Christian down to the ground for no other reason than somebody put them up to it. Yes, that's going on within the church. And we got to stop it, ladies and gentlemen. Someone is going to hear this broadcast. And they're going to say, Lord, he's telling the truth. You have mothers protecting sons, protecting daughters when they know that they're doing wrong. I can't control them. You take them out of the pulpit. You don't let them poison the whole doggone church. You know better. And you can do better. I've seen this stuff happen. I've seen it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. These last couple of sermons, these last couple of praise sessions that I've been involved in on this radio station, KingScottRadioTV.com, I have gone overboard. I'm running out of time. Tomorrow might be my last day. I don't know. So I'm going to leave it all on the field. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave it out there and let the chips fall where they may. And when I stand before God, I want to stand for him with a clean heart. Say, Lord, I tried my best. That's what I'm going to do. And the other people, the other pastors, the other ministers, the other clergy, I hope they get the same kind of fire shut up in their bones. We have to do something about this tragedy that's going on. We have to. And I want to be a part of that winning team for Christ Jesus, not for Pastor Kevin T. Scott. My days are coming to a close. Somebody else is going to carry on. I just want to know that I did the right thing. That's all that matters now. That's all that matters. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved, my fellow saints, I want to do it for Christ. I could care less about me now. It just don't matter no more. If you got to be alone with him. Because he's the one person that will save you. The one person. Somebody hears me. Somebody's going to react to it. Somebody needs the same conversation. Because the church, the body, the building, the leadership has failed them miserably. And for us that's been failed, we have to learn and deal with Jesus Christ. That's the only person that we're going to get a fair shake from. It's him. That's the only person. This has been another broadcast of KingScottRadioTV.com at my father's table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.